Slow internet, fast internet, you might be paying the same price. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Choi, in for Molly Wood. How much do you pay every month for internet service? And what do you get for that price? Most customers don't know what their broadband speeds really mean, and they also don't have much choice in the matter. The National Digital Inclusion Alliance has new findings about prices for home broadband based on a survey of AT&T and Verizon customers. It found lots of customers paying about $60 a month. Some got super slow service with outdated technology for that price, while others got super fast, brand new connections. The companies didn't dispute the findings and said they're working to upgrade the networks for everyone. Angela Seifer is executive director of the NDIA. I asked her what service might look like for a family paying full freight for broadband but getting a slow connection.
It's okay probably if it's just you and you're checking email. It might even be okay if you want to run a show on Netflix. But say you have a couple of children and you have a spouse, and if one of your children has a friend over, you are out of luck. It's when you start to have multiple devices, but it's more an issue of household size.
So what does it look like at the high end for somebody paying that same price?
It looks really sweet, is what it looks like.
There's like 10 devices streaming Netflix movies at the same time.
Your kids have their friends over, your parents are visiting, somebody needs to do their online banking, somebody else is, you know, uploading their homework, somebody else is watching a video that the school said they had to watch. So your kids are doing all these different things, and some of them might be for fun and some of them might be for school. It doesn't matter. It's all going smoothly.
Right. So, you know, there's kind of an assumption that this is a rural problem, but this can also happen in cities when there's not very much competition. Is that right?
This is definitely an issue that should bring people together. This is an issue in rural areas, and it's an issue in urban areas. It's an issue in rural areas because it is not profitable for internet service providers to roll out in areas where the customers are far apart. Mm-hmm. Like, that's logical. Everybody gets that. It's also an issue in urban areas where providers have chosen not to upgrade their old copper networks. So we have community members in both kinds of places who are paying way more for their internet than really seems fair.
So why is home broadband internet so important for access when people can also access via their phones or on any sort of mobile device?
So mobile is not a solution because of data caps.
Ah.
That's the super fast answer. You can't do everything you need to do with your data cap. If you don't have a data cap, you might be able to manage swing it along with free Wi-Fi whenever you can get near free Wi-Fi. But if you have a data cap and you have a household that has more than one person in it, it is insufficient.
That was Angela Seifer, executive director of the National Digital Inclusion Alliance. The Kansas City Federal Reserve recently took up disparity in internet speeds as an economic issue. It points out that digital access is required to participate in the economy, to get an education, secure employment, access financial services, and more. I'm Amy Choi, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.